of the Lord tonight. Amen. Chapter number 9 in 1 Corinthians, beginning at verse number 24. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to ask you, if you would you stand with us tonight as we read the Word of God? Amen. And let's just, in reverence unto Him, I'm thankful for His Word. I believe it's a blessing to have an undefiled, unchanged, blessed Word of God that we can read of tonight. Amen. And it's glorious to us, and it's wonderful to us. And I love this Word as we read tonight. I believe we can just feast upon it day in and day out. Amen. And see what the Lord has in store for us. Amen. Verse number 24. It says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway." Praise God. I'd like to just concentrate, if we could, on that first verse we read tonight. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run. Why? That you may obtain." Those two words tonight, so run. Hallelujah. I just feel like they're so important tonight. So run. Glory to God. Can we go to the Lord in prayer tonight? Let's thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the precious Holy Ghost we feel in this house tonight. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the privilege we have tonight. Oh, Lord, just to be in the house of God, in the place, Lord, your blessed sanctuary tonight. Gathered together with your people, oh, Lord, looking unto you tonight, knowing that we need your direction, your help, your strength. And we believe, Lord, as we read through the precious Word of God, that through the ministry of your Word, you can strengthen, you can encourage, you can edify the church. Prepare us, oh Lord, as we just come a little closer, amen, to leaving this old year and getting ready to go into the new. Lord, that you'd make us ready, that you'd prepare our hearts, that you'd draw us near unto yourself. And Lord, help us to run. Help us to run, oh Lord. Help us to run like we've not run before. Glory to God, because we know that your appearing is very quickly. We know that the night is at hand. The day is running short. Our time is slipping away, but oh Lord, help us to run tonight. Glory to God, to do that which you would have us to do. Help us to minister that which you would have given through the precious Word of God. We love you, and we give you the praise and the glory for it. And we all said amen. Scripture we've read, I'm sure, many times, and I think so many times about the life of Paul, that I believe he learned very early in his walk with the Lord that it was going to take more than just a small effort to live for God. I believe he realized that it was going to take more than just a halfway religion, I should say, or maybe just a half-minded salvation to make it to heaven. Amen. As he began to run into opposition early in his ministry, even there in the city of Damascus, when the Lord met him on that road toward Damascus, saved him as he laid there those 3 days. Amen. And I believe filled him with the Holy Ghost when Ananias came and prayed with him, and those scales fell off of his eyes, and he saw like he had never seen before. And you know, something about the life of Paul, I believe it can share and relate to each and every one of our lives tonight, that brother, as we have been commissioned, and sister, as we have been called tonight to be the servants of the Most High God, that there's going to come times of opposition. There's going to come times of things that will come against us, times that we'll face things that maybe we don't understand. But there's one thing I believe we can count on, and one thing we can be assured of tonight, that this God that we are believing in tonight, this one that we are serving tonight, is not going to fail us. Amen. He's going to be there every step of the way. today. And like we sang tonight, I believe that we can keep holding on to his hand, and he's going to carry us, Brother Stephen, up over those mountains and down through those low valleys. Amen. I believe when Paul was writing this letter to the Corinthians, I believe he was trying to explain some things to them, because that city in which they dwelt, brother, and where God had used him to establish a great church there, amen, it was filled with all kinds of corruption. The way Corinth sat in the land of Greece, amen, it was a great city of wealth and a great city, amen, of amusement. But oh, there was some ungodly things that went on in that city. All around about them, they were surrounded with sin on every side. The love god Venus that they would worship, that one that they would magnify, amen, all of the ungodliness and the filth that was covered over that city. Glory to God. But in the midst of that dark town, there was a light, amen, of the gospel that was shining forth. Oh, brother and sister, isn't it a day and a time that we are living in today? We are in the midst of darkness. I believe my brother said it tonight. We are in the midst of dark times, of dark ages, when the time when the cloud of sin has covered the world. But in the midst of this darkness, me and you, as the children of God, we can shine bright, amen, with the glory of God in our lives tonight. And I believe he's looking for an instrument. I believe he's looking for a vessel. I believe he's looking for somebody tonight that will take up this good old-fashioned Holy Ghost gospel and will carry it to somebody and let them know there is a better way. How many of you could say, I found that better way? Amen. And he found me when I was in trouble, when I was in distress, when I had no hope. I heard the sister testify tonight. She was at the end of her rope, but then come along the master, brother. Amen. Just like he did for all of us here tonight. He found us when we had no hope. He found us when we had no way to turn. He rescued us. And he set us upon a path that we must run. He set us in a race that we have got to run tonight. Amen. We can't get around it. And sometimes it would be easy to say, well, I'm getting a little weary in my journey, and I might just take a break for a little while, brother. Amen. Because it's getting a little burdensome, and it's getting a little cumbersome, and I need the strength of the Lord. But brother and sister, I believe as the church of the living God, I believe as holiness people tonight that are called out of the darkness into this marvelous light, I believe we can still run a race, amen, a race of holiness, a race of purity, a race of sanctification, amen, a race that's going to carry us from earth to glory. That's what we're striving for. That's what we're reaching for. And Paul, relating to the Corinthians there, amen, I wondered at times in my early Christian days, when the Lord saved me, I would read the book of Corinthians, and I thought, Lord, why was it that you were relating in so many different areas to this church? And Paul tried to express to them, you are set in a race. Brother and sister, tonight we are set in a race. And just, I don't know how far we've got till midnight, a couple of hours it looks like, maybe or so. Amen. But this time clock is ticking away. Amen. And brother, I believe with all of my heart that the time clock, amen, of eternity that God has set for this world, amen, for the fulfillment of his scriptures, I believe that clock is ticking away. And one of these days we're going to come to the end, amen, when it's going to strike midnight. Amen. I believe very soon we can come to that hour when that midnight cry is going to be made, and the bridegroom's going to come for his people. That cry is going to be made. Go ye out to meet him. And if I'm found in a place where I'm not running, where I've taken a break, amen, sat back a little bit, brother, like you said tonight, amen, kind of took it easy a little bit because I've gotten a little weary from my journey. Amen. I've been through so many things that, hallelujah, sometimes I feel like, well, if I don't pray today, maybe it'll be all right. If I don't go to the house of God, amen, on a watch night service, it'll be okay. It's just another new year. But I appreciate you, brother, that for 35 years, amen, you've been in service on a New Year's Eve somewhere, praising God and looking unto the Lord, believing Him for direction in the next coming year. Brother and sister, I believe tonight we can stand upon the Word of God and we can count on Him that He's going to carry us through. Somebody might be struggling tonight. Somebody might be having a fight tonight. But let's take up this road of the cross and let's run. He said, so run. He said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. One receiveth the prize. Tonight we're not running against each other. We're not in competition trying to win that prize just for ourselves. But you know what? We're running together. We are running together, brother and sister. And I believe if there ever was a time that is the church of the living God, as holiness people in this dark society, that we need to take a hold of hands in the spirit and pray for one another. Amen. Hold up one another. Amen. Encourage one another, because there are brothers on this side and sisters on this side that are falling by the wayside, failing here, brother, failing there, turning and going the other direction, thinking that maybe there's an easier way. Oh, but I want to tell you tonight, when we're in the presence of God and when we're living for Him, He's going to come down and give us power. Give us the power to make it. Paul told him, he said, don't you know? And going back to the Greeks, you know, the Greeks were those very athletic. If I understand it right, that's partially where our in this day and time, they have those Olympics that a lot of times the United States is involved in. I believe that's where some of that came from, but very athletic people. And they would train. They would discipline themselves, brother and sister, because they wanted to win an earthly prize. They would suffer hunger, brother. They would sacrifice everything, amen, just so that they could get in that race, so they could be lightweight, so that they could make it to the finish line and be able to say, I won, and get an earthly crown. But tonight, brother and sister, me and you are not working for the earthly. Like somebody said it tonight, we're not looking for the material. We're not looking for this earthly, worldly city, but we are looking for that city. Amen. We are striving to see Jesus one of these days. Hallelujah. We are striving to be a part of the bride of Christ. And sometimes there are some things that I must do to prepare myself for this race. Yes, I'd like to encourage you tonight, if I could, in the Lord somehow, as we're getting ready to go into this next year. Brother and sister, our race is not over. Our race is not over. It's not finished yet. We've still got some miles to run. Yes. Until the time that that trump of God sounds, or if we should lay down this body in the grave, brother, we are not finished yet. We've got to keep striving. We've got to keep reaching. We've got to keep pressing. We've got to keep, hallelujah, lifting up our hands even when we don't feel like lifting them. We've got to continue to stand for what we know is right when we feel like the tide and the wind of the world is about to blow us over. Steadfastly in the Word of God, uphold His truth. Amen. Believe upon Him and know that He will be there to help us through the race. Yes. Through that race. Paul began to tell them. The Corinthians were familiar with the races. They were familiar with the boxing. They were familiar with the wrestling. They were familiar with all the games. They knew what it took to be a part and to be a winner. They knew what it took. Brother and sister, tonight, I believe the Word of God has many times been revealed unto me and you to let us know what it's going to take. Amen. I believe we can look at our greatest example. Amen. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. He reminded them in another place there, over there in that 12th chapter, brother, of the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. He said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. He said, let us run this race with patience. Amen. This is a race that we are running tonight. I can tell you right now, brother, in my physical shape, I'm not a very good runner, Brother Stephen, but I can tell you one thing. I want to be a runner for Jesus Christ. I want to be a runner for the Holy Ghost tonight. I want to be an instrument that he can use in this last and evil day. I believe when we take up the call of God and we begin to run with it, we begin to reach forward, we begin to strive, amen, when everything's coming against us, when the storms are facing us, when the trials on every hand, maybe sometimes we're opposed by family, sometimes opposed by friends, sometimes opposed by the religious world, but we can grab a hold of that unchanging hand, and he's going to lead us every step of this race, brother. Amen. And sometimes when I get weary, I can hand off to my brother and he'll help me run a little ways. I can hand off to my sister and she'll help me run a little ways. I can hand off to those that are, amen, called of God. Yes. And we can pray one for another. Because I don't think I'm by myself tonight, but I believe we've all been a little weary in our journey. I believe we've been a little weary, Brother Stephen, in this race. I believe there's been times when it would be very easy to just, like they say, throw in the towel. What's the use in carrying on? Everybody else is going the other way, and they think they're winning the race. They think they're on the right road. Why not just go the direction they're going? Why not just take the way they're going? It would be easy to yield with the tide that flows, with that current that flows in the direction, oh, unfortunately, of destruction. But oh, when you turn against the flow and you begin to flow back toward the cross, amen, you begin to flow back towards that blood-bought banner of Jesus Christ, amen, you begin to flow back toward that standard of this glorious holiness way, and you begin to remind yourself, I am set in a race tonight, and I've got to make it. 2010 is just about over. Sometimes along that race, I fell by the wayside. Sometimes along that race, I lost my pace. But oh, sister, I believe tonight we can pick up, amen, pick up the cross one more time and continue to run after this journey. Because we have an example tonight. He said, we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Brother, he finished that race. He was our greatest example, Brother Stephen. When he was set, when he came, he was set to do his Father's will. Amen. And nothing was going to turn him from fulfilling what his Father sent him to do. Even when those he loved, when Stephen, or not Stephen, forgive me, when Peter withstood him and told him, oh Lord, be it far from thee. The Lord would begin to tell them, I'm going to be crucified and betrayed into the hands of men. Peter just feeling for the master. He loved his master. Amen. Peter loved the Son of God. But Jesus told him, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Somebody tonight, you need to take up the defensive and begin to tell the devil, get thee behind me. I'm on a journey tonight. I've got to make it home. I can't give up till I make it to the other side. I've got to make it. I've got to make it. He told him. He said, so run. So run. Because when we're running, brother, we don't have time to look back. You said it right, Pastor. Many times, the reason they looked back to Egypt, they wandered back, they remembered what they thought was so good. They forgot about the taskmaster's whip. They forgot, brother, about the torment of having to build for Pharaoh, of being under bondage day in and day out. Oh, how many times, brother and sister, the devil would like to remind us, cause us to think maybe it would have been better to stay back on the other side. But oh, then when you begin to realize, I know that's the devil talking to me. Amen. The Lord has set me on a straight path and is carrying me to glory. And I don't want to let anything stop me or let anything turn me around or anything delay me from making my journey tonight. Christ Jesus, he set his face toward Jerusalem because he knew that was the intention, the purpose of his coming. Brother and sister, could we look unto him tonight? Would you help me just for a moment? Lift a hand towards heaven and let's tell him, Lord, we are looking unto you tonight. We are about to leave this old year and we're going into a new one, but we're going to look unto you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise him just for a few minutes. Would you just thank him tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he sets us in a race. But you know what? He runs alongside of us every step of the way. So many times through the scripture, commands were given to run, to flee. Hallelujah. That one scripture over in there, 1 Corinthians 6:18, he told them, flee fornication. Once again, Paul speaking to that Corinthian church, a city that was full of fornication. Flee fornication. Told him in 10 and 14, flee from idolatry. He told Timothy, he said, flee these things. He told him again in 2 Timothy 2:22, flee also youthful lust. He told him, run. Don't stop. Don't stop. When temptation comes, brother and sister, in this year to come, we're going to be faced with some things that's just almost guaranteed because we know what day we're living in. We are going to be faced with things. We are going to have things come against us. But when it comes, sister, and it comes and it faces me and you face to face, brother, I believe we can take the word of God one more time up in our hand and we could say, oh, Lord, would you just help me to run a little further? Help me to flee from those things that might hinder me, that might stop me. He told him, he said, let us run this race with patience, laying aside every weight. Every weight and the sin which does so easily beset me. Brother Pruitt, that psalm you read tonight, Psalm 51, the Lord gave that to me about 10 years ago. And he said, you know, this prayer isn't just for the sinner. This prayer isn't just for the sinner. I believe every day of our lives we can lift up our voices and say, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. But oh, Lord, would you just blot it out one more time? Hallelujah. I believe it's a good thing. Amen. As we prepare our hearts to go into this new year, to say, oh, Lord, would you just wash me one more time? Amen. Sometimes there's some weights that are hanging on me and some things that are burdening me down. Some things that are hovering over my spiritual walk that would detain me, that would sway me in a different direction. Something that maybe along the way I'd be like that one that received the seed on stony ground, had no root. When persecution ariseth, I'm offended. Something would hinder me. If I get it amongst the thorns and the cares of this life and of this world would choke this word and it become unfruitful in my life. Oh, brother and sister, hallelujah, could we make it a prayer tonight? Would you help us, Lord, to run this race? Help us to run this race. Help us to run this race. Glory to God, because it's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. So run. So run. So run. Run. If you don't remember anything else that Brother Joe said tonight, if you could just remember that one word, run. Run. When the devil's on your trail, run. When you need to get to your prayer closet, run. When you're going to the house of God, run. When you're coming to prayer meeting, run. When it's time for revival, run. Hallelujah. When it's time, amen, to just surrender to the Holy Ghost and let him have his way, run one more time. Hallelujah. I believe, like our brother told us tonight, you can have that same zeal when you first started out on this journey. It doesn't have to die out. The flame, sometimes it might get a little dim, but I believe that's when the Holy Ghost comes by and rekindles that fire one more time. I believe you can still light a fire within our hearts tonight that would help us to continue on this journey. Sometimes you got to be like that old steam engine and throw some more coal in that fire. I'm talking about some prayer tonight. I'm talking about the word of God tonight. I'm talking about a life, amen, that is, hallelujah, pleasing unto God.
Yes.
Light it up again so that we can run a little further. Hallelujah. Just let me, I'm going to close with this. If you turn over just for a moment, look over there at the Gospel of Luke. He says, so run that you may obtain. Run that you may obtain. Chapter 17 in the Gospel of Luke. Verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. When the angel came into the household of Lot and of his wife, the Bible says, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Run. Run, Lot. This place is going to burn. Run. This place is going to go up. Run. The inhabitants of this land are going to be destroyed. Lot took his wife by the hand. The angels led them out, him and his two daughters and his wife. And as they led them out, I believe they were giving him the command, Lot, run, and don't you turn around. Don't you even look back, but you just keep running. Amen. You've got to make it to safety. Brother and sister, that's what we're striving to do tonight. We have got to make it to safety. We're not going to be safe until we get to the other side. Amen. We're not going to be safe until we make it in those gates. So until we do, let's keep running. Let's keep striving. Let's keep holding on tonight. Because we've got to make it home. We've got to make it home. And unfortunately, brother, Lot's wife, she turned, she looked back. Something drew her heart back to Sodom. And Brother Stephen, that was for her destruction. A lot of things that will pull to try to pull me back to where I came from. There's somebody that can lift a hand and testify tonight. The devil would like to pull us back to where we came from. He'd like to draw us back. I don't believe, I heard the brother saying about, I believe you said about the Weight Watchers, and folks who make resolutions, New Year's to do this, to do that. I never did believe too much in a New Year's resolution. But I do believe that we can make a commitment. I do believe we can make a commitment and do it, brother. Just do it. There's no sense in telling them I've made a resolution, I'm going to do this, do that, do that. Lord, I've got to do it. Because you know what? It's not coming down to just maybe just losing a little weight. It's not coming down to even just saving my physical health, Brother Stephen. It's come to my down to the sake of my soul. The difference of my soul making it into glory or my soul being lost for all eternity. Hallelujah. Many of you tonight, if you think about it, you can think of someone that at one time was running this race right alongside beside you. Amen. And they were running hard. And brother, they were running with all they had. But somewhere along the way, they got tripped up. Something caused them to stumble. Something caused them to cease from running. And they decided, amen, to maybe lay back on the sidelines. They began to rest a while. They began to take it easy till pretty soon the devil had taken them and took them completely out of this race for God. And now, sister, they're on the road to destruction. You can invite them to the house of God, but oh, something in their heart, it won't let them come back. Yes. Lot's wife, pillow salt. Never felt again. Never lived again. Never breathed again. Never knew what it meant. To have joy, to have peace. Life is gone. Tonight we're running for our lives. We are running for our lives. And I don't believe I'm sharing anything with you tonight that you don't already know. But I'd just like to encourage the church, if I could, in the Lord tonight. Let's run. Let's run with all that we have. Let's run with all that we have. All. Close with this scripture, Isaiah 40. You know the scripture tonight. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach us, Lord. Teach us the way, Paul. Yes. You might say, Brother Joe, I've been going through some things. I've been facing some things, and I've wondered, can I still keep running this journey? Can I still make it a little further? If you just wait, Paul. Hold on to it tonight. Wait upon the Lord. I read something a little earlier today about eagles, and I'm going to close with this, I promise. But I thought about it. I thought how true it is. You know, an eagle soars high, and they can take a dive so fast, brother, that nothing could catch them. But in the lightness of those wings and, amen, in that little body that they have, it takes up the wind under their wings and carries them. But I thought to myself how true it is that when the Holy Ghost comes down and we wait upon the Spirit of God, we've been waiting on Him this week, brother and sister. We've been looking unto Him, believing Him that He would send His strength one more time. And I believe the times that we would wait upon Him, He comes down in such a way that strength begins to come again. Amen. We begin to run one more time like we've not run in days. We begin to walk one more time according to the Word of God. We begin to walk this Holy Ghost walk, and He walks hand in hand carrying me and you so that we might make the journey. Amen. And I thought, oh Lord, would you help us? Would you help us? Help us. Just to wait. Just to wait. Tonight I'd like to invite you. Could we wait just a little while on Him? Could we wait just a little while on Him? Somebody needs to know that you can make this journey. Somebody needs to know that you can run a little further. Somebody needs to know that you can. Every wait, every sin, it would so easily be sinless. We can make it tonight. Close your eyes with me if you would. Just every eye closed. Every mind upon the Lord just for a few minutes. As Paul wrote unto the church of Corinth. Even he himself realized that he had to fight. He had to run. He had to strive. He told him, he said, I therefore so run. There's that so run again. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I'm fighting. I'm contending for this faith. I'm holding on. I'm laying hold upon eternal life. I'm taking hold of the horns of the altar. He said, I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection. Because this body would like to run me the wrong direction. This body would like to take me where I don't want to go. This body would like to drive me into things that are not pleasing to God. Even he said, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Lord, would you help us tonight? Would you help us tonight, oh Lord? We're your church, Lord. We belong to you. We strive to live for you, Lord. We want to be the vessel that you have us to be tonight. And there's a race that is laid before us, oh Lord. And times we grow weary. Times we struggle through. Times we fight the obstacles. Times we fight the opposition. Would you just help us to run tonight? So run. So run. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. If you come to this house tonight, you said, Brother Joe, I need some renewed strength. You come to this house tonight, you say, Brother Joe, I need some renewed joy. I need some renewed joy in my salvation. I need a renewed zeal. Get ready to go into 2011. And my faith has grown a little cold. My walk in the Lord has gotten a little weary. My run, I've lost a little in my pace. I've slowed down some. I'm not running like I was before. I've had so many things come against me, so many things fight against me, that it slowed me down. It's weighing my heart down. It's weighing my spirit down. Oh, Lord, would you help us tonight? I'd like to invite you tonight, if we could come just for a little while. Let's find an altar somewhere, and let's wait upon him. Could we do that tonight? Could we do that tonight? Let's just wait upon him just a little while. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that you can run a little further. You need to know that you can run a little further. You can run a little faster. Maybe temptation facing you on every side. Maybe some things pulling on your life. Oh, but if we can just look unto Jesus tonight. Let's look unto Jesus tonight. The author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of our faith tonight. Hallelujah. Run that race. Run that race tonight. Oh, you can run it tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, in your mighty name, oh Lord, we believe you for it tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, we believe it tonight. Oh, in the strength of the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, Lord, we'll wait upon you. We'll wait upon you. We'll look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith tonight, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Let's look unto him tonight. Let's look unto him tonight, church. Let's look unto him tonight. He's going to help us run this journey. He's going to help us make this race.
Oh, they that wait upon the Lord, oh, shall renew.
Oh, yes, Lord, I'm going to wait upon you.
Oh, they shall mount up, with wings like an eagle.
Oh, yes, they will. Hallelujah. Think about it tonight.
They shall run and not grow weary.
I'm going to run, Lord. They shall walk. Can I run without growing weary? Yes, I can. Can I walk without fainting? Yes, I can. Hallelujah. Through the power of the Holy Ghost tonight, I can make it tonight. Oh, yes, I can. Hallelujah. Through the power of His Spirit, I can make it tonight. Hallelujah. Help me to run this journey, oh Lord. Hallelujah. As we go into this next year, as we prepare to go into this year of 2011, oh Lord, would you help us tonight? Help us to run this race. Run with patience. Oh Lord, run it with patience. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I believe it tonight. Hallelujah. I believe it tonight, oh God. We thank you for it right now. Lord, we're going to run. We're going to run. We're going to strive. We're going to reach, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to reach, Lord, with all that we've got tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, with all that we have, we're striving for you. We're reaching for you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're reaching for you tonight. We're reaching for you, Lord. Oh, yes, shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up. You can mount up. With wings like an eagle. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, they shall run and not grow weary. It's time to run. So run. So run. Hallelujah. So run. Don't stop now. Just run. Teach me, Lord, how to wait. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, they that wait.
I'm going to wait, Lord. I'm going to wait upon you tonight. I'm going to wait upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're running a race and we've got to make it. We're running a journey. We've got to make it. We're running a race. We've got to make it. Brother and sister, we got to make it. Hallelujah. Take a hold of your brother, your sister. Encourage them. We got to make it. We got to make it tonight. Hallelujah. 2011. We got to make it, Lord. Oh, we've got to make it, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Teach me, Lord. Oh, teach me, Lord, how to wait.
Oh, teach me how to wait tonight.
Oh, they that wait upon the
just wait upon him. Can we wait on him tonight?
Shall we?
Hallelujah, Lord. We're looking to you. We need revival tonight. We need an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, we need the outpouring of your Spirit. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do, Lord.
And they shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and will not faint.
You can run. You can run tonight. You can run and not grow weary. You can walk and not faint tonight. Oh, you can make it tonight if you just hold on to him.
They that wait upon the Lord, oh, shall renew.
Hallelujah. Oh, that renewed strength tonight.
They shall mount up, yes, with wings, oh, like an eagle. Oh, they shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and will not faint. Yes, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.
Oh.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount. Like an eagle.
Oh, we believe you tonight. Oh, they that wait, just wait upon him. I believe when we wait upon him, he'll renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up. We can mount up. Oh, yes, we can. Like an eagle. Oh, glory to God. Oh, they shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk. Yes, Lord.